90.3 FM KEXP. We are live online around the world at kexp.org and broadcasting live this week from Gibson Showroom in New York. And I think it's fair to say that we are very excited to have this band live in studio with us. Welcome.
Thank you.
So much. Great to have you all here. Band of Horses live on KEXP.
Woo! Didn't even see it in another world. I hardly believed in it all. What the writers say means meant to me now. Plants and animals, we're on a bender when it's 80 degrees. The end of December.
Horses live on KEXP.
Thank you very much.
Strapping on a double neck guitar. Very rock and roll, Ben.
Thank you very much. Slowest song ever, double neck. Let's get it. On piano.
Marry my lover, a place to admire, I don't have to even ask her, I can look in her eyes and thank God that I am forgiven, thank all of my friends to say I've been true, or they've forgotten. I'll slow down if I am able. I'll
We're live at Gibson Showroom in New York. We're wrapping up our last of five live days here during the CMJ Music Marathon, and one of our favorite bands with us today, Band of Horses.
Thanks very much. This is the first single off the new record. It's called Is There a Ghost?
Ghost in my house.
Band of Horses live on KEXP. Thank you so much, all of you, for coming in here. It's always a pleasure to have you in studio. We've had you in Seattle. It's our goal to get you in every city in the country. So this is the second of many, many times in studio, I hope. And Ben, you have a long history with KEXP, which going back to our KCMU days, I remember when you first emailed or called up on the phone and you had this fledgling record label, Brown.
That's right.
And putting out the Carissa's Weird record and couldn't Absolutely. Have been more excited about it. And then the next thing I knew, you were in the band.
Right.
I think that was as a matter of necessity, and you were really nervous about being in the band.
I was terrified. I remember doing that radio show over in the U District when you guys were over there and being terrified, much less to play drums ever during a live performance. But the fact that it was on the radio, I remember I was shaking in my boots for sure.
And the next thing we know, you're fronting a band and singing. And
I'm just fronting on all kinds of things.
Well, I know you had some trepidation about being the front man and started out real tentatively. And to see you now, you know, 6-7 years later, it's just astounding.
It's really fun. I mean, it was a little bit nerve-wracking, of course, at first. But I don't know, we've kind of hit our stride and found the right group of dudes to where, I don't know, it's easy to feel confident when you have these guys behind you. It doesn't scare me as much anymore now I know I got my bros.
Yeah, you've got some great partners in crime, and I've seen you more times than I can even keep count of. And I have to say, even from the first show, I was completely blown away going back years now. But you really are getting stronger and stronger as every year passes. And And what's really great is, you know, we were fortunate enough, since you were a hometown band at the time, to jump on early in your career. But I meet people every day who are seeing your shows still right now for the first time. And just huge fans. They're won over, you know, immediately in live shows.
That's great. I mean, I think whether it's one of these things or whether it's playing to a couple thousand people or anything, I think it's just important to try to have as much fun with it as possible. And I think because of that, we're attracting more people to come out to the shows because we have a good time.
You absolutely look it on stage. Yeah. And, you know, so many of your songs are really emotional. And it's really crazy how every show, you bring that emotion, all of you, every single time. I mean, can that be difficult at times?
I mean, I guess sometimes when you feel like maybe the stage sound isn't what you'd like, or maybe the crowd seems a little bit bored, or, you know, certain cities, people are a little bit more cool, you know, like cross-armed and, you know, not too much, just don't seem like they're into it or something. But I don't know. I think we've done it for so long now that no matter what little problems come your way or whatever, you just try to keep plugging at it and just try to have as much fun as possible and know that at the end of the night, there's probably one person that might have enjoyed it, you know?
At least, I'd say, one person. Well, you know, you're such a kind man. You can just see it in the way that you perform. And I guess, you know, you just get to that level of professionalism and you want to bring it every time, which is something that you all certainly do. And, you know, you've been on the road so much. I mean, in what little free time you do get, I mean, what are you doing?
What little free time we had, we decided to record a record, which was
came out last week.
Exactly, yeah. We could have taken some time and relaxed, but I thought it was important just to get right back at it and not worry too much about what the expectations might be or anything, and just kind of, if the songs were there, just let them be written. And thankfully, Sub Pop had our back to put it right out immediately. So here we are. We're still plugging away, and we'll be busy for another year. But if they give us a couple weeks off, maybe we'll put out another one.
No downtime for banjo lessons.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, how about another song or two?
Absolutely. This is from the new record, I believe. Yeah, this is Ode to the LRC. Stories. remembering this next one. I completely forgot the lyrics to last time we played it, so let's hope that I don't mess it up. This is from the first record. It's called Part One. I'll try it on this guitar. Let's see how it goes. Slowest breeze.
The bottom, dear, I had to fall, but you really caught me. You really caught me, dear, the bottom where I fall. And slowly, dear, asked, would you dance with me? Here's the shame's down.
Live on KEXP, we're in New York City with Band of Horses, and pretty darn excited about that. And Ben, I have to admit, I got a little panicked when I heard you'd moved back to South Carolina.
Uh-oh.
But all is well, because thankfully you do make it back to Seattle quite a bit, and we appreciate that.
To Seattle more than we actually get to go home to South Carolina, so it kind of feels like we never left.
You know, and I remember when you left South Carolina, you know, almost 10 years ago now, you had a little string of bad luck, and you thought it was safe to head back now?
Yeah, I think I've, like the, what do you call that when?
Well, it's only 7 years bad luck if you break a mirror, so.
Yeah, what do you call it, though, like when your law problems run out because of time?
Statute
of limitations, thank you. Yeah, all that's done now, I'm fine.
Must be good to be back home near family.
Absolutely. I actually brought my dad and my uncle and my girlfriend here to New York. They're in that control room in there. So I don't get too far away from them now these days.
That's nice. That's sweet to hear, because we wish only the best things for you.
Thank you very much.
But we know we'll always have a stronghold on you in Seattle, because you're a big fan of the local sports teams.
Absolutely, yeah. That, and I mean, it's funny. Seattle's the first town I've ever lived in that had such a decent radio station. Really, I'm not trying to blow smoke, but it was...
Blow away.
I mean, the radio stations and, well, your radio station and the record stores. I mean, that's the only town I've ever lived in where you have the option to have so much good music at your fingertips. So we it's always a pleasure to get back there and get to indulge.
We've always got a home there. And speaking of record labeled, Cease to Begin out on Sub Pop Records.
Absolutely.
Last week. And another amazing album from the band.
Thank you,
Sean. And I mentioned there that you were such a big sports fan, and I love that you put, it seems on every record you've got a sports reference song. You get Wicked Gill and now Detlef Schrempf. I can't believe it. That's great.
He might be listening. I know he's in Seattle around right now, so if Detlef's listening, we say hello.
I can hardly wait to see what you come out with the next album. Maybe a Ken Griffey song?
Yeah, maybe Sean Kemp. We'll see. Who knows?
Something to look forward to, for sure. You got it. You got it. That's got to be your theme. Like, what band has ever done that, you know? Or a band that plays the kind of music you do.
Norm Charlton, coming up.
Well, sort of continuing on the sports theme, we're big fans of Built to Spill as well, and we've never been able to get them in studio. Even though Doug is a huge fan of KEXP and always means to come in, we can't get him in because he's always playing pickup basketball.
Oh, absolutely.
Before his sound checks. So absolutely. I've come up with this grand master plan a couple years ago, and I still haven't put it into action. But I'm thinking, if we can't get him in studio, maybe we could put together a basketball game.
Or at least just maybe put one of those ones where the ball just keeps feeding back to you, one of those arcade machines, like in KEXP, then kill two birds or whatever.
Well, we can bring our listeners down for a basketball game, and you can come and play. Play with Doug, because I know you've done some pickup.
He's really good. I've seen him shoot.
I know. He's so into it. He detached his retina, had to cancel half a tour. So I'm going to sign you up for the team if we ever make that happen.
I'll wear cowboy boots.
All right. Well, you got a couple of shows, speaking of Seattle, coming up November 19th and 20th, returning to your second home, playing the Showbox. And for New York listeners, tomorrow night, a great Sub Pop showcase at the Bowery Ballroom with Les Lou, one of our new favorite bands, and Brunette's going to be there. Foles, who are actually following you, going to wrap up our broadcast this afternoon. We got a horse-themed afternoon here on KEXP. And you'll be back in New York November 4th playing at Terminal 5.
That's right. So. And then Conan the next night. So if anyone's listening, check your TV listings or whatever.
You're a busy band. You've got all of November booked out, so I do not miss this band live.
We enjoy it.
Well, we can't wait, and I think you're going to go out with a special treat for us today.
Yeah, we're going to play a cover by them, too. Thank you again so much, Cheryl, for having us, and Kevin Suggs for doing the sound, and everybody here at the Gibson Showroom, and Gibson in general for taking care of us, and all the viewers here, thank you so much. This is by, like I said, a band called Them Two. much, y'all.
Live on KEXP, it's Band of Horses. Thank you to all of you for coming in. We really appreciate it. And we'll see you all soon at a show somewhere fun.